Hello, this is Dave Jeffrey welcoming you to Optimal Life on the RPH Network. In today's program, we're going to look at how to make the most of your home in funding your retirement. And very important, how to get free legal advice. And this is a beauty. Volunteers are wanted for a gut trial, but it's got a difference. They give you the food to test you with. And there's a new non-invasive cancer treatment option. Probus, that wonderful organisation, turns 45. First up today, we're going to look at making the most of your home in funding your retirement. This is taken from the Senior Newspaper, April 3rd edition. It's called Make Your Home Work for You. Now, 90% of people want to stay in their own home, and this could be the answer for you. People want to stay in their home as long as they can, but they don't always have the funds to do so. Well, this is according to new research from RMIT. It looked into financing aging in place rather than moving into specialised care or even moving at all. The report suggests limited superannuation and rising costs of living is restricting the ability to fund aging in place. A strong increase in demand from people wanting to stay in their home and live more comfortable retirements. Despite this, many people over the age of 60 do not realise that a reverse mortgage could help them fund their retirement. This is the retirement they desire and they deserve. The research demonstrates that demand for equity release option will continue to rise. Also, the government's Retirement Income Review recognised the role of the family home can play in providing a retirement funding source. This is for older people wanting to stay at home. All right, what is a reverse mortgage? A reverse mortgage, sometimes known as an equity release loan, is like a normal home loan that's been designed for the needs of people in retirement. It allows people aged 60 and over to release equity from their home to live a more comfortable retirement. Importantly, you continue to own and live in your own home. The loan is repaid when you eventually sell, move out of the property, or pass away. A reverse mortgage requires no ongoing repayments. The funds can be used supplementing your pension, help to cover the costs of day-to-day life, renovations, or buying a new car, maybe going travelling. Now, there are several factors to consider when looking at a reverse mortgage as an option to fund your retirement. These include compounding interest, the impact it may have on the value of your home, any inheritances planned to be passed on, as well as any implications on your age pension. When thinking about the impact of compounding interest on your reverse mortgage, it may be worth considering a product which allows retirees to draw down only what is needed when it is needed. This way, interest is paid on the money drawn instead of the entire loan amount. Another feature that can help reduce the interest on a reverse mortgage is discounted introductory rate. It can help you reduce the interest in the early years of the loan. Now, debt-free equity release. Let's look at that. A debt-free equity release solution, different from a reverse mortgage or loan product, enables homeowners to access the wealth tied up in their homes without going into debt. The wealth release option, that's where the homeowner agrees to sell a share of the future sale proceeds of their home. This is in return for a lump sum payment today. The home is only sold when the homeowner chooses to, or after death of the surviving homeowner. There, the unsold share of the sale proceeds are retained by the homeowner or their estate after the sale. If the home is sold earlier than originally anticipated, the homeowner may receive back some of the shares sold. Now, terms and conditions do apply here. Okay, let's look at some of the benefits here now. Reverse mortgage or equity home loan release. It can be great. Things like supplementing your pension, help cover the costs of day-to-day life. You might like to do renovations to your home, buy a new car, travel, a whole lot of things. So there it is, reverse mortgage or equity home loan release. Check it out. It could be just for you. This is Optimal Life on the RPH Network. Next, we're going to look at how to get free legal advice. This is an article about the wonderful organization Seniors Rights. Now, we've said before, they have been sponsoring this program for a long, long time. They're a wonderful organization. I'll give you an example. A mate of mine gave his friend, or his so-called friend, his credit card and his PIN number. Wanted him to go and buy some groceries, etc. for him. He was disabled and couldn't get around. Anyway, the so-called best mate did the dirty on him, took about $4,000 out of his account and disappeared. Seniors Rights got it back for him. This article is taken again from the Senior newspaper of April this year. It's called Opportunity to Make a Difference. It's written by Eileen Wood. Starting a new job is often a daunting experience. But for Shannon Wright, joining the Seniors Rights Service New South Wales as its new chief executive was a baptism of fire. It came only days before the release of the final report of the Aged Care Royal Commission. Ms. Wright, who comes to the position from a senior director role at YWCA and, prior to that, community health not-for-profit organisation ACON, she recognises this is a critical time for seniors to land the role of Seniors Rights Service. It's more than ever an essential, empowering and supporting role for older people. Now, this service, that is Seniors Rights, is a legal, education and advocacy support organisation for older people. It provides free and confidential telephone advice. There's aged care advocacy and support. Legal advice and rights based on education forums to seniors across the state. Seniors Rights help people who receive Commonwealth-funded aged care services at home or in residential care, as well as their carers or family members. A legal team provides advice to people including retirement village residents on human rights. That's discrimination, all forms of abuse. They'll help you plan for the future, wills, power of attorney, guardianships, etc. Consumer rights, debt management, unfair contracts. Accommodation matters like granny flats and strata and other issues. The organisation is active in helping prevent the scourge of elder abuse and educating the community on how to recognise the various types of abuse. It also operates in a navigator program. This helps older people and their families navigate the process of accessing residential or home-based aged care. Now, I'm just going to say that again. That's very important. They'll help you access home-based aged care. A lot of money out there, but it's like a minefield trying to find it. Seniors Rights will help you. We'll give you the number at the end of this article. Ms. Wright believes that one of her main challenges will be raising the profile of the organisation, that is especially in regional and remote areas, as well as with culturally and linguistically diverse and gender diverse people. She said they need to know that I'm there, someone they can contact for help. Ms. Wright said she was attracted to the role because of the opportunity to make a difference. She said the final report on the Royal Commission into Aged Care Quality and Safety did a good job in laying on the table the issues facing older people. This is particularly in aged care. It highlighted the need for significant sector reform that prioritised and upheld the rights of older people. People need to face up to where we are as a country and how we face and how we treat older people and their needs. This report and the submissions which led to it really put to the front and centre people's minds just what is happening to older people. If it's happening to young people, we'd be appalled. Well, Seniors Rights Service has a free website and resources including fact sheets, brochures, videos and webinars. I'll come back in a moment and give some details on this. I just want to read out one of those paragraphs again. I think it's most important. Seniors' Rights will help people who receive Commonwealth-funded aged care services at home or in residential care. It will help their carers, family members. There's a legal team that provides advice to people including retirement village residents, human rights, discrimination, all forms of abuse. They'll help you plan for the future with wills and power of attorney, guardianships, consumer rights, debt management, unfair contracts, accommodation matters, granny flats and stratas, and all other issues. And I think this one's very important. The organisation is active in helping prevent the scourge of elder abuse. It's also educating the community on how to recognise the various types of abuse. Okay, let's have a look at how you contact these wonderful people. 1-800-424-079. Okay, here's something with a difference. It's a volunteer gut trial, but they give you the food to test. It's called Baby Boomers in Gut Trial. It is written by Geraldine Cardozo. It begins with the question, can dietary supplements help reduce inflammation and improve gut health in older Australians? This is the question that healthy ageing researchers in Sydney hope to answer in the new study. Now, these researchers are based at the University of Sydney. They're seeking more than 150 Sydney-based people aged between 60 and 70 for a trial. This trial will test whether taking key nutrients can improve frailty and inflammation. The Family Aging and Inflammation Trial for Health. The acronym there is FAITH. It's being led by the School of Population Health at the University of Sydney, New South Wales, the Neuroscience Research of Australia and the Microbiome Research Centre in George Street, Sutherland. Now, they have a very interesting heading here, simply avoiding frailty, which we all want to do as we age. Chief Investigator Dr. Adrian Whitehall is a healthy ageing expert looking into the link between the gut, brain and physical health. Doing this with a focus on helping people age well and avoid frailty. The study will look into the role of gut microbiome. Diet plays a fundamental role in shaping the gut microbiome, diet, and nutritional status. These are among the most important modifiable determinants of human health, doctor said. It's exciting that we're starting to understand the links between brain, body, and gut health. Not eating enough fruit, vegetables, and fibre can negatively impact. Now, this is the good part. They've approached a major Australian supplement provider to see if it would donate the products to enable them to test the theory. They like the proposed trial and they've agreed to donate their supplements. Now we need people to get involved. Importantly, this information will help to inform medical dietary therapy to help older people age well. Nutrition focus. The call for participation comes at a time when good nutrition has become a focus for older Australians. Why? It's because of the Royal Commission into Aged Care Quality and Safety. Now, hear this. Sounds good. All participants enrolled in the study receive a 4-month supply of dietary supplements, regular monitoring, and dietary advice. And I'm coming back in a moment to see how we do it all. Now, just a word on this trial. They're looking people between 60 and 70 years of age, basically, to test the gut treatment. How do you do it? You contact Melina Katz, MilenaKatz. Melina Katz, and the number is 0402 385 835, or the website m.katz@universitynewsouthwales.edu.au. Probably the easiest is the mobile phone number there. Melina Katz, 0402 385 835. And that article was how you can go on this gut trial and they give you free supplements. Give it a try. It sounds pretty good. Next, we're going to look at radiation relief for Stanley. There's a new alternative type of radiation for you, perhaps. Again, this is taken from the senior newspaper in the February edition this time. Prostate cancer, and it's written by Geraldine Cardozo. A new non-invasive prostate cancer treatment option, which cuts down on hospital visits, is helping make life easier for many patients. It is called stereotactic ablative radiotherapy, or SABR. Okay, we ask the question, what is it? Well, it is a non-invasive way to treat small tumours using high doses of radiation which kill off cancer cells but spare healthy tissue. The new treatment is now available to patients in Sydney's Inner West. It said Australian cancer care provider Genesis Cares Concord Hospital. One of the hospital's first patients to receive the treatment was Stanley Brown, aged 86. Stanley and his wife, Faye, were both diagnosed with cancer during the height of Australia's COVID-19 pandemic last year. Faye, who has lung cancer, required 6 rounds of chemotherapy. This was followed by 30 consecutive days of radiation therapy. She said, "My chemo and radiation therapy did have a huge impact on my quality of life. I was very concerned when Stanley was diagnosed with prostate cancer shortly after I finished my treatment." Stanley was referred to Genesis Care radiation oncologist Dr. Mark Sidham. He told the couple about the new treatment. It meant that Stanley only had to receive 5 sessions of radiation therapy compared to 30 sessions that his wife needed earlier that year. Stanley said, "I was so relieved and pleased that I did not have to undergo a month of radiation therapy like my wife did. While she had great support from her nurses, having to travel in daily for a month on top of the chemo did have a considerable impact on her quality of life." Stanley said, "On the other hand, I found the whole thing, the radiation that is, quite relaxing and non-invasive at all. I just lay there on the bed and really I didn't feel anything." Dr. Sidham said the new treatment allows clinicians to precisely deliver a high dose of radiation directly to the tumour. This destroys the cancer cells while preserving surrounding healthy cells. This is especially important for cancers located near sensitive organs, such as prostate cancer. It can help protect the healthy cells and minimize side effects, he said. SABR enables us to deliver treatment in 5 sessions compared to 20 or 40 sessions required with conventional radiation therapy. This is significantly reducing the physical and emotional burden of treatment for our patients. Prostate cancer is the state's most commonly diagnosed cancer in men. It's accounting for more than a quarter of male cancer diagnoses. Radiotherapy plays an important role in the treatment for about half of all cancer patients. It is used to both help cure the disease and help relieve the symptoms. Genesis Care's Acting General Manager and Oncology in New South Wales, Edel Chauvin, said the healthcare provider had seen a significant uptake globally in the use of stereotactic radiation therapy. Also, hydrofractional therapy. This is where radiation is divided into large doses and treatments are given less often. This came about largely because of COVID-19 when people had difficulty getting to hospitals. These treatments reduce the number of visits patients are required to make at hospitals and at centres. And I'll come back in a moment and tell you some details how you can find out more about it. Okay, we're talking there about stereotactic ablative radiation therapy. It is a somewhat alternative treatment to radiotherapy, and you can find out about it at Genesis Care and there at the Concord Hospital. Good luck if you need it. You're listening to Optimal Life on the RPH Network. Next, we're going to look at a birthday. Yes, Probus turns 45. From a single club formed in Sydney's suburb of Hunters Hill 45 years ago, to now there's 1,550 clubs with 110,000 members nationwide. Australia's Probus clubs have come a long way in that time. It's fostered new interests and friendships for tens of thousands of retired and semi-retired people. President of the pioneering Hunters Hill Club, Jim Lycidas, is keen to sell the benefits of Probus. He said, "I thought I was fairly active in my retirement and I didn't think that I'd join something like Probus. But when I first went along, there was an immediate good feeling. I quickly made friends." Probus gives people a reason to get out and about and to mix. There's a lot of laughter and a lot of fun. When people join, their whole circle of friends expands. As well as hosting a monthly meeting with a speaker, clubs organise activities and groups reflecting the interests of members. At Hunters Hill, there's a book club, scenic roaming, coffee and morning exotic dining club, art gallery visits, golf and dog walking. Even during the pandemic lockdowns and restrictions, members have stayed connected. They did this either through technology or smaller groups. Probus members enjoyed travel opportunities and access to competitions, and there's a magazine club as well. Anyone interested in Probus can attend up to 5 meetings or activities without obligations to join. And I must say, on a personal note, I go to my Probus club locally sometimes. It's a combination, obviously, between professional and business people. I am neither, but I have a wonderful time at the Probus club, and I'd highly recommend anybody visit their local one. All right, stay tuned. We're going to tell you how to join this wonderful institution. Okay, for general membership inquiries and to find your nearest club, give them a call. 1-300-630-488. Or there's a website, probussouthpacific.org. And that phone number again, 1-300-630-488. Maybe I'll see you there. That article there, looking at Probus, it's now 45 years old and going strong. This is Optimal Life, produced in the studios of 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network. We're going to look now at staying at home as opposed to going into aged care. At the start of this program, we looked at financing your retirement. Well, now we're going to look at staying at home. I must say, this is indirectly an advertisement. It's a group that will help you and give you advice. It's called Help from the Get-Go with Home Care. Have you found yourself slowing down, unable to do some of the everyday chores that you used to find easy? Home care packages are one of the ways that older people can access affordable care services to get help at home. These are designed for those with more complex care needs, ones that go beyond Commonwealth Home Support Program. Depending on the level of the package that you may require, you can get help with a range of services. These are provided by organisations across Australia. You choose a service provider that is right for you. The government then pays your provider a subsidy to arrange a package of care services to meet your demands. Many providers offer advice on packages and they can guide you through the application process. All right, a different person, this section is entitled. When it came to Victorian man Brian applying for a home care package, he and his wife Susan got help from a not-for-profit home care provider. It's called Care Connect. After retiring from the army in 1989, Brian started a handyman business. But the years that he'd spent as a soldier and hard working as a handyman, he eventually took physical toll on his body. He had to give up the work that he loved. Brian became withdrawn and isolated. He was in chronic pain. His memory started to show signs of decline. Apart from pottering in the garden, Brian was not able to get out and get about. Susan said, "I became his primary caregiver and sole caretaker of our home. But as I got older, I too started to slow down. I felt that I was not able to manage the everyday chores and provided Brian with support that he truly needed. Susan knew that she needed to care for her husband, but she was reluctant to admit it, as she was concerned there'd be no option other to move him into residential care. On a friend's recommendation, she called Care Connect. They were even able to provide support from the go-get by guiding us through our application for a home care package. Brian says he's now a different person. He no longer feels lonely or isolated. He looks forward to his weekly shopping trips with his care. He's able to sit in the garden without worrying about all the work that needs to be done. All right, as we said, this is indirectly an advertisement, but it's something which should start if you're thinking about a home care package, and I'll come back in a moment and give you some details. All right, this particular not-for-profit organisation is called Care Connect. The phone number, 1-800-692-464. Or you can get them on the net, simply careconnect.org.au. Just saying that name again, it's Care Connect. The number is 1-800-692-464 or careconnect.org.au on the net. Now, you don't necessarily have to ring these people, but there's a lot of care out there. It'll help you stay at home. For goodness sake, do access it. It will make your life a lot easier. Well, that's all we've got time for in the program today. I hope you've enjoyed it. You've been listening to Optimal Life on the RPH Network. This is Dave Jeffrey saying thank you very much for being with me. I look forward to your company again soon. Bye now.